来，我们祷告。Let us come to the Lord in prayer. 天父，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。我们感谢你，因为你爱我们的教会。在这十二年里，你领导我们，你祝福我们，我们感谢你。今天你替我们聚会来敬拜你，求神你帮助我们来听神的话语，求神你帮助我讲神的话语。我们交托时间给主。 Father, we thank you. We thank you because you loved us. We thank you because you love our church. And throughout these 12 years, you have led us, you have blessed us, and we thank you. And today you gave us opportunity to come to worship you. We pray that God, you helped us to hear from you, listen to your word, and we pray that God, you help me as I speak forth your word this morning. And we surrender our time to you and ask the Lord that you will minister to us your word, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, today is a very special day for you and for me as member of Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church.
那今天对你我就是吉隆坡浸信会的成员来说是一个非常特别的日子。
We are celebrating our 12th Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church Desak Park City Church Anniversary.
那我们就是在庆祝我们的吉隆坡浸信会城市花园12周年的纪念。
We are 12 years old.
我们十二岁了。
Turn to the person beside you, in front of you, behind you, and wish them happy 12 years old.
好，我们就向你的前后左右告诉他说，我们生日快乐。
So all of you are 12 years old today.
啊，你们今天都是十二岁生日。
So we thank our worship team for leading us in our worship just now.
我们谢谢刚才的敬拜队来带领我们敬拜。
We thank you for the Desak Park City Mandarin Youth for performing the dance.
我们谢谢中文堂的少年班来给我们呈现舞蹈。
And we thank you for the Chinese choir.
我们中文堂的诗班，谢谢。
And we thank you for the Filipino wonderful choir.
我们也谢谢我们菲律宾堂会的这个诗班。
And we have to thank the English choir in advance because they're going to sing after my sermon.
我们也要谢谢就是英文堂的诗班，等下他在讲道过后他们会呈现。
Are you happy today?
你今天快乐吗？
I can't hear you.
我听不到。
I really hope you are.
我希望你真的是快乐。
Because we have a cake to cut afterward to eat after the service and we have prepared some good food for you to eat. So stay back at the Road Cafe to enjoy the meal together.
因为等下我们将会有丰富的食物，也有蛋糕来到去切，所以我希望你等下聚会后会留下来跟我们一起享用。
I was told that the young people, the young adult is sponsoring the roast pig for us to eat also.
我听说呢，今天有一班英文堂的这个青年的来，就是赞助我们一只烧猪。
Brothers and sisters and friends, what pleases your parents?
弟兄姐妹，什么是最令你的父母会开心的？
The teacher asked a class of eager Sunday school student.
有一位老师就问一班这个主日学的学生。
Obedient answer one 14-year-old.
一个14岁的就说，要顺服。
Lots of love, another student stated.
另外一个说，要有很多爱。
And when I clean my room without being told, one chip in.
另外一个就是说，如果我好好打扫我的房间。
Good grade, I think said a slightly unsure boy.
有一个不太就是有信心，他说好成绩吧。
Hug and kisses, exclaimed a cheerful girl.
可能是我能够抱抱或者是亲吻。
When I share my toys with my little brother, added another.
另外一个小男生说，我能够愿意跟我的弟弟来公司玩玩具。
My dad smiles when I help him wash the car, say one proudly.
另外一个说，我爸爸会很开心，如果看到我帮他洗车。
Not fighting with my sister, a mumble, a boy with a grin.
另外一个说，我不要跟妹妹吵架了。
Praying together, whisper a soft-spoken girl.
一起的祷告啊，有一个说。
Reading my Bible, my mother gets really happy when I do that.
另外一个就是说，一起的读经。
And finally, the teacher, eyes fell on the hand in the back corner of the room.
那这个老师后来就看到在角落那边有一角落那边。
Yes, JC, what's your answer? What pleases your parents?
就问一位叫 Jesse 的，哎，你怎么样父母才会开心
？And she answered, lot of 鸡油炸 Hokkien noodle for my dad and help out washing the dishes for my mom. Came the reply.
那就是说如果我买给我爸爸很多猪油炸的福建面，跟我帮我妈洗碗，他们就开心了。
Well, what do you think?
那你觉得呢
？What pleases your parents?
什么会令你的父母开心呢
？Actually, my children say it's actually very easy to please me.
我的孩子说很容易就可以让我开心的。
They just say buy me durian and take me out to eat crabs. That's all.
就是买给我榴莲，然后带我去吃螃蟹。
But I actually know of a father who told his son who graduated from a famous university.In the United States.
那我认识一位父亲呢，他就是有个孩子刚刚从美国大学毕业回来。
He actually said this.
他就跟我说
，I will be pleased if you can buy a big house for me.
我会开心如果你买一间很大间的这个洋房给我。
And he even said this.Minimum budget must not be less than $1 million.
他还说就是最少一定要不少过100万。
Serious?
真的。
That's what he told his son.
他就是这样来跟他孩子说的。
Not many years ago, a mother and a daughter came to see me in my office after the English service.
那很多年前呢，有一位母亲跟她女儿呢，崇拜结束后就来到我办公室来见我。
The mother was unhappy with her daughter for choosing this particular guy to marry.
那这母亲就她非常的不开心，因为她女儿选了一个的男人来到去结婚。
I asked the mother, why do you object?
那我就问这位母亲，为什么你反对呢
？I then asked her, "Is he a Christian?"
我就再问她，她是不是基督徒啊
？She said yes.
她说是啊。
Then I asked her, "Is he taking advantage of your daughter?"
那她是不是占了你女儿的便宜
？She said no.
她没有啊。
But I asked her.
那我再问她
，Is he not a good boy?
他是不是不好的男生啊
？She shocked me because she said, "No, he's a very good boy."
我就觉得很震惊。他竟然回答说，没有啊，他是个好男孩。
So I was shocked.
我就觉得真的很惊震。
I really scratched my hair. Why do you object?
我就非常的不明白了哈，找我的头。
why are you not pleased?
为什么你会不开心呢
？What is really wrong with this boy?
这男孩究竟有什么问题啊？
Then she told me.
那他才告诉我
He is not earning enough.
他赚的不够
My daughter is earning more than him.
因为我女儿赚的比他还多
By the way, her daughter is a doctor.
他女儿是一位医生
And the boy is a professor teaching in a university.
那其实这男孩也是个大学的教授在大学任教的。
So she told me, my daughter's salary is $9,000 and this boy was only earning $7,000.
她说我女儿啊每个月赚9000块而这个男生只不过是7000。
太玩笑了。
Joke is a joke.
No. So, to cut the story short, I was so angry, I actually told her off.
长话短说，我就其实是生气啊，我就教训了她。
In front of her daughter.
就在她女儿面前。
And thank God, 1 year later, her daughter and this boy got married.
当然感谢主啦，就是一年后，她这个女儿真的是还是跟这男孩结婚了。
They are not in this church, they are in the main church, so you can clap hands.
他不在这间教会上，你们拍手可以啊。
I officiated their wedding with her consent and blessing.
那我就真的是主持了他们的婚礼啊，对，也祝福了他们。
You know, some parents in our church are really not easy to please.
我们教会的一些父母真的很难搞啊，很难让他开心。
They really have high expectation and sometimes unreasonable demand.Especially the mother.
他们真的是期望很高，甚至有时候是不合理的要求，特别是那妈妈。
We have a few of them in Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church, Bukit Bintang.
我们真的有就有一些在我们的母会啊，Bukit Bintang 那边。
I hope that South Park City members are more human.
我就希望我们这里的母亲是比较有人情味一点啊。
So please don't tell me that you want a bungalow that costs few million dollars from your children, or tell them to marry a billionaire son.
所以请不要告诉我，你就要求你的孩子买一个洋房很贵的，然后或者是要他嫁给一个更有钱的收入的人。
But this morning I'm not going to ask you what pleases you.
那当然今天早上我不是要跟大家来问你们什么人让你开心。
What I want to find out from you this morning is, 有什么回的神的喜悦呢? What do you think pleases God? I'm learning Mandarin.
你能听得明白就很厉害了。就是今天早上我想问你的就是我们怎么样才能让神喜悦呢?
Or if you want it in a more spiritual term, what do you think a church that pleases God?
那如果更属灵的方法来问就是要有一个教会怎么样才能让蒙神的喜悦?
And to most people, the answer may be success.
那很多人可能会说一个成功的教会啊。
A successful church is a pleasing church.
一个成功的教会就是神就会喜悦啊。
If the church is not successful, then it is not pleasing to God.
教会不成功当然神就不喜悦咯。
But how do we measure success?
但是我们怎样来衡量什么是成功呢?
What is a successful church?
那什么是一间成功的教会呢?
Do we spell success with the dollar sign and measure things by money?
我们是不是看着英语的这个 success 啊，就是用钱来代表它的 S 呢?
The English we call it the three B's. You must have budget, you must have baptism, and you must have building.
那我们英文有三个 B， 就是你有预算，你有很多人洗礼，然后你有一个很好的建筑。
Then Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church is a successful church.
那我们的教会就是一个成功的教会啊。
We have budget thanks to all of you.
我们有很好的预算，是谢谢你们。
We have baptism.
我们也有洗礼。
And then we have two big buildings.
我们也有两个很大间的这个的建筑。
And a few years back, someone offered Kuala Lumpur Baptist Church Bukit Bintang $92 million.
你知道吗？曾经有人呢，就是来到去开价给我们的母会那边9,200万吗？应该是
92 million
啊，自己算。
I also don't know. Okay, I believe that today's success syndrome has created more guilt in the church than perhaps any other single thing.
我们今天就有这个成功综合症或者成功主义影响了我们。
A successful person may not necessarily be a happy person.
其实一个成功的人未必他就是会很开心的。
If not, why are there so many successful people committing suicide today?
不然的话，为什么有很多成功人士他们也去自杀呢？
Japanese are well known as the most successful people in the world, and yet they have the highest suicide rate in the world.
那我们知道日本人是世上其中一个非常成功的一个民族，但是他们的自杀率也是最高的。
So today in our church 12th anniversary, I would like to share with you four timeless principles on what makes a church pleasing to God.
那今天趁着我们12周年纪念，我就跟大家来思想，就是四个属灵的或者是永恒的原则，怎么样能蒙神喜悦。
It's not based on money or numbers or method.
其实不是来到去靠金钱或者是方法。
No, methods are many, principles are few.
其实方法可以很多，但是原则却是少的。
Method change, principles never.
方法是可以改变，但是原则就是不变的。
And the difference between principles and rules is radical.
然后在这个原则与这个之间的区别就是一个根本性的。
Rules can be made and therefore broken. Principle cannot be made and cannot be broken.
那规则我们可以制定，但是它可以被破坏，但是原则是不能被制定，所以也不能被打破的。
Rules are things of time. Principle are matters of eternity.
那规则是暂时的，然后但是原则却是不变永恒的。
So we are going to look at these four timeless principles on what make a church pleasing to God.
所以我们就从四个的原则来看，怎么样来能够让做一间神所喜悦的教会。
I'd like us to look at Ephesians chapter 2:19 to 21 this morning.
我们来看以弗所书第二章十九到二十一节。
It is important for us to bring hard copy Bible to the church.
我们如果能够就是把这是我们的圣经来到带过来。
I go around the world preaching the word. I tell people I don't accept handphone Bible in church on Sunday.
我就告诉我常常去讲道，我就说大家不要用电子圣经要用带来的这个我们一本本的纸本的圣经。
Because once I say open your handphone to look at your Bible, you may be looking at the result of the Premier League yesterday.
因为我如果说打开你们的手机来看圣经，你可能就看别的东西啦，看比赛啦，什么
？Ephesians chapter 2:19 to 21.
那以弗所书第二章十九到二十一节。
And that's a question that every church should wrestle with regularly.
这个是每一间教会都应该来思想的一个经文。
我们是的神喜悦的教会吗？
Our church delight to the heart of God.
Yes, are we the kind of church that pleases God?
我们是不是蒙神喜悦的教会呢？
Not are we successful?
不是因为我们成功。
Not are we big?
不是我们大。
Not are we popular?
不是我们很受欢迎。
Not are we liked by people?
不是我们很多人都喜欢我们教会。
Not are we pleasing to our pastors?
不是因为牧师很开心喜欢你们。
But 我们的教会能否得神的心喜悦吗？Does our church bring delight to the heart of God?
He's preparing for next year. You use a Mandarin to preach.
I'm practicing my Mandarin now for next year.
Okay.
Look, does God look at us and say, "That's my church"? That's my people. That's my dwelling.
那神是否就是很喜悦的来看到我们说，这就是我的教会，我的子民，我的居所。
You know, this is not a question for the leadership alone.
这不是教会领袖的问题罢了。
This is a question for every member, every volunteer, every pastor, and every believer who call this church a local home church.
这是对每一个人，每一个牧师领袖，所有的人来说的。
Today, as we look at Ephesians chapter 2:19-21, when the Apostle Paul gives us a powerful vision of what a church is, what kind of church that God is pleased with, God is building.
所以以弗所书二章十九节到二十节，这里使徒保罗就给了我们一个关于教会怎么样来蒙神喜悦的一个很重要的一个意象。
The passage is not just theology, it's actually architecture.
这经文不单只是告诉我们神学性，其实它还有一些建筑学在里面。
Paul is using a construction language to describe the kind of church that pleases God.
因为保罗就用了这个建筑的一些的话语呢，来到去教导我们这个信息。
So let us explore these four timeless principles from this passage.
我们就来探讨这四个的原则。
First, a church that embraces kingdom identity.
那首先呢，就是一间教会，它是能够拥护它的这个天国子民的身份。
Verse 19,
49节。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and alien, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Paul is writing to the Gentiles who once stood outside the covenant of Israel.
为保罗写给的这一帮人是外邦人，他们曾经就是在以色列的这个圣约神的恩典之外的。
In the past, they were excluded from the promises of God.
那在过去呢，他们不在神的这个恩典应许之内。
They were outside the community of faith.
他们是排除在这个信仰的群体。
They were spiritually homeless.
他们属灵上其实是无家可归的。
But you notice here, Paul saying, "Not anymore. You are no longer."
那保罗就这里说，你们不再是这样了，你们不再是了。
So he said, "Through Christ, you are now fellow citizens in God's kingdom."
因为借着基督，你们现在已经是在神的国度里面了。
Through Christ, you are members of the household, His family.
那借着基督，你已经是他家里的一位成员，你是家人。
You know, this is not a minor adjustment.
这不是一个很小的事，微不足道的调整。
This is a radical redefinition of who we are in Jesus Christ.
其实这就是在我们基督里的这身份的一种彻底的重新的来定义了。
So hear this truth.
所以来听听这个真确实的真理。
A church that pleases God is one where everyone belongs, not because of background, language, race, or performance, but because of God's grace.
所以一个蒙神喜悦的教会，不是每一个是每一个人呢，因为他归属，然后不是因为他的背景、他的语言、种族表现，而是只因为神的恩典有的这个身份。
Imagine a child who has grown up in a foster care, moving from house to house, not knowing true stability or love.
啊，那你可以想象一下，如果有一个就是孤儿，他就寄养在一个家庭，然后常常还要去转来转去不同的家庭，从来就没有体验过真正的爱和稳定。
Then one day a couple chooses to adopt her.
那有一天就有一对夫妻就决定要收养他们。
Not as a guest.
那就不是成为就是来客人罢了。
Not as a charity case, but as a daughter.
啊，不是因为要只是慈善，而是真的是成为他的女儿。
And this couple gave her everything.
啊，那这一对夫妻就给了他一切的东西。
A room in the house.
啊，一间房间。
A place at the table.
啊，在餐桌里面有个位。
A cupboard full of beautiful dresses.
啊，整柜的这些美丽的衣服。
And that's what God has done for us.
其实这就是神为我们做的。
And that is what the church is called to reflect.
啊，这也是教会我们蒙召需要去彰显的。
So how do we apply this?
我们怎么样来到去运用呢？
A church that pleases God doesn't divide by race or class or culture.
所以一间蒙神喜悦的教会，我们是不分种族、阶级或者是文化的。
Doesn't operate in cliques.
我们不搞一些小团体。
Doesn't treat newcomers as outsiders.
我们也不就是因为他是第一次陌生人，就把他就是当作外人。
Doesn't look down on the refugees.
我们也不轻看那一些的难民。
We are a family, a household.
所以我们是一个大家庭。
We should be a place of radical belonging.
我们应该是一个大家都充满了一种归属的一个家。
So we have to ask ourselves, do I help others feel at home in God's family?
所以我们要问我们自己，我们是不是有让别人在这个教会中感觉到家中的温暖呢？
Or do I build walls with my preferences and attitude?
还是我的态度我是就是很冷漠的就让人很难亲近了。
And then second,
然后第二
Paul said, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, so a church that is built on the word of God.
所以保罗说是建造在使徒和先知的根基上，第二就是建立在神话语上的教会。
A church that pleases God is built on truth, the teaching of the apostles and the prophets, which we now have the Bible.
所以一个蒙神喜悦的教会是建立在真理之上，也就是使徒和先知的教导，如今就是记录在我们圣经里面。
This is about doctrine, yes.
这当然是关乎到我们所信的教义。
But the Bible is also about direction, directing our path.
那也当然也更加就是我们要走的方向。
Directing our future.
引导我们的前面。
The church must be guided by God's revealed word.
那我们的教会应该就是蒙神话语引导，
not by human wisdom or worldly strategies，
而不是靠人的智慧或者是世界世俗的一些策略。
Do you still remember the parable Jesus told in Matthew chapter 7 about the two builders？
啊，你还记得马太福音那边耶稣说了有两个的建造者。
One built his house on the rock, the other on sand。
一个把房子建造在磐石，一个却建造在沙土。
And when the storm came, the only one house stood, the one built on the solid foundation.
那当风雨来的时候呢，只有一间不会倒下来，就是建造在那坚固磐石上的。
In the same way, a church that built itself on emotion and popularity or performance will collapse.
所以同样的，如果我们教会是建立在情感啊、名望啊、业绩上，它也会倒下来。
But the church that is built on the word of God will stand strong.Through every storm.
但是建立在神话以上的教会呢，却就是屹立不倒，而且是经历所有的风暴。
Again, how do we apply this?
所以我们怎么样来到去学习呢？实践呢？
We have to ask ourselves, is the Bible central in our church life?
所以我们就要问，我们的教会中的生活是不是真的有圣经在我们当中？
Are sermons filled with the word or, or just motivational thoughts.
啊，我们的讲台是不是真的是有讲出神的话，而不是只是讲一些激励人心的一些想法
？A ministry grounded in the scripture or human sharing or strategy.
我们的所有的施工是不是真的以神的真理为中心，而不是用人的观点
？Is our church small group center around God's truth or just opinion?
啊，我们的小组是不是真的以神的真理，或者是只是我们喜欢搞人的活动？
So hear this truth.
所以请听这真理。
A church that pleases God is one that teaches, preaches, and lives and loves His word.
所以一间蒙神喜悦的教会，它是会教导、宣讲，并且实践、活出神话语的教会。
Then, third, a church that is anchored in Christ.
那第三呢，就是一个扎根于基督的教会。
Second part of verse 20, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
那是二十节的下半节说，并且被建造在使徒先知的根基上，有基督耶稣为房角石。
Paul says that Jesus is the cornerstone.
那保罗说耶稣是房角石，
不是郭牧师。
It's not Pastor John Cock.
不是 Pastor Caleb.
It's not Pastor Caleb.
不是 Deacon Bruce.
It's not Deacon Bruce.
不是 Pastor Raymond.
It's not Pastor Raymond.
It is Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。
He is our cornerstone.
他是我们的房角石。
You know, in ancient construction, the cornerstone was the first stone laid, and every stone had to align with it.
所以在当时呢，这个房角石呢是最基本的，然后放下去了以后，其他的石头都是要跟着这一个房角石来到去定位。
If the cornerstone was off, the whole building would be crooked, the entire building would be a wreck, would be weak.
所以如果房角石是不对的话呢，整个建筑就很不坚固了。
So hear this key truth.
所以请听。
A church that pleases God is one where Jesus is a part of the church. He's the foundation, He's the direction, and the unifying center of the church.
所以一个蒙神喜悦的教会呢，是教耶稣是这个教会的根基，它是它的中心和方向合一。
Imagine just trying to build a house without following the blueprint.
所以如果你想象一下，如果我们去造一间屋子，但是我们不照那个蓝图来做的话。
And every builder just guesses where the wall should be.
每一个这个要做的人呢，只能猜测，哎呀，这墙壁要怎么放啊。
And what would be the outcome, the result?
那结果是会怎么样呢？
Three C's, chaos, confusion, collapse.
只有三个 C, 就是呢，会很混乱，也很困惑，而且他也会崩溃。
And that is what happens in the church when Jesus Christ is not the center of the church.
所以如果耶稣不是教会的中心的话，教会就会这样了。
When personality take over the church.
如果是人来到去驾临在这一切之外。
When program became the main point, we lose our alignment.
所以如果只是要靠活动为焦点的话，我们就失去方向了。
Again, how do we apply this?
我们怎样来到去运用呢？
Ask ourselves, is Jesus the center of our worship?
我们就要问耶稣是不是我们敬拜的中心。
Not just singing about Jesus is the center of
our life.
Our life. Okay.
那不只是唱刚才的那一首诗歌，耶稣是我生命的中心。
Is he the goal of our preaching and teaching?
那他是不是我们讲道和教导的一个最主要的一个焦点？
Do we follow his leadership, his example?
我们有没有跟从他的榜样和他的领导呢？
Are we reflecting his love, his humility, his mission?
我们有没有体现出他的爱、他的谦卑、他的使命？
And then four.
第四。
A church that is growing in holiness and unity.
就是一间在圣洁和合一中，而且不断成长的教会。
Verse 21, in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
21节说，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Paul now described the church as a temple, a sacred place where God dwells.
所以保罗在这里把教会比作就是一个神圣的神居住的地方。
But this temple is not made of stone.
当然这个圣殿不是用石头来造的。
It is made of people joined together by Christ.
而它是由一般人就是因为基督而联合在一起。
So this tells us that God is not just building individual Christians.
所以这告诉我们，神呢不是来建造一个一个一个的信徒。
God is building a spiritual community that reflects His holiness.
所以神是其实是建造做一般的群体，来到去反映他的圣洁。
Have you ever visited a construction that is not completed?
你有没有看过一些就是烂尾的、没有做好的一些的建筑呢
？There's dust everywhere, loud noise, and pieces not yet in place.
里面很混乱，都很多的灰尘啊，然后东西都没有装好的，混乱了。
But then you can tell that something is being built.
但是你能看出，其实他们就是要造一些的东西。
And that is the church.
那就是教会，我们正在建设中。
We are all under construction.
我们被神在建造中。
And God is joining us and shaping us and raising us into something glorious.
所以神在塑造我们，而且要把我们造成是一个荣耀的。
How do we apply this?
所以我们怎么样来运用呢？
Ask ourselves, am I committed to being joined together with others?
我是否是不是愿意委身和跟他人来连结在一起呢？
Do I pursue holiness in my personal life?
那我个人生活是不是有追求圣洁？
Am I helping the church become a dwelling place of God?
我是不是帮助教会成为真的是神居住在其中？
So hear this truth.
所以来听听这关键真理。
A church that pleases God is growing in holiness, turning away from sin, pursuing purity, and joined in unity, not divided by gossip or bitterness or even pride.
所以一个神喜悦的教会是在圣洁中成长的，他会远离罪恶，追求圣洁，并且合一，不会因为人的一些流言啊、一些苦毒、骄傲而被分裂。
And this is the church that will bring joy.To God.
所以这样的教会才能够令神喜悦。
So what makes a church pleasing to God?
所以什么会使一间教会蒙神喜悦呢？
Not perfect programs.
不是一个完美的一个的程序。
Not flashy lights.
不是有很好的一些灯光。
Not record attendance.
不是因为出席人数的记录。
But a church that pleases God is a church where everyone belongs. This is kingdom identity.
那一个就是蒙神喜悦的教会，是每一个人都有他的这个天国身份认同。
A church that is founded on scripture, God's word.
一个建立在圣经神的话语之上的教会。
A church that is centered on Christ, our cornerstone.
一个以基督耶稣为中心为基石的教会。
A church that is growing in holiness and unity, a living temple.
一间就是在圣洁中合一，而且不断成长的教会。
So, 我们是哪种的教会吗？
So, you see, what kind of church we are?
Are we that kind of church?
Are we? 我们是哪一种的教会呢？
Let us build that kind of church, the church that pleases the heart of our Father.
所以让我们真的是继续来建造一间蒙神喜悦的教会。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for what you have done in this church for the past 12 years.
天父，我们感谢你在过去12年你怎么样的在这教会里面来到做工。
We too have our ups and downs.
我们当然也会有上有下。
Success maybe failures as well.
我们当然也成功，也可能也有低潮失败。
But we thank you because you are a faithful and forgiving God.
那我们感谢你，因为主你对我们信实，并且你是怜悯原谅的神。
As we move ahead of these 12 years to 13 to 14, even to the next 30, 50, Lord, may we be the church that pleases you.
当我们在向前走，无论是前面我们再会到13、14，甚至更长的时间，帮助我们成为一间神你喜悦的教会。
Be a church that everyone belongs.
让我们成为每一个人都有归属感的。
Be a church that is founded on the Bible, the Scripture.
让我们都能以基督以圣经神话语为中心的教会。
A church that is centered on Christ.
一间以基督为我们中心的教会。
A church that is growing in holiness and unity.
一间在圣洁中继续合一成长的教会。
Lord, may we be that kind of church.
主啊，帮助我们成为这样的一间教会。
Thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主名求。Amen.
Amen.